Prosecutors in a district attorney's office in western Massachusetts will have professional development training on racism. Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galloni has announced a partnership with the Healing Racism Institute of Pioneer Valley that is intended to help his staff recognize their biases and to do their work with both accused criminals and victims without prejudice.
So I'm really proud of this partnership. It's groundbreaking and unique. It's the first of its kind, to my knowledge, to have a prosecuting agency such as the Hamden District Attorney's Office go through a comprehensive, significant training of this kind, dealing with the issues of bias and prejudice.
The Institute works to combat racism through an intensive education program that focuses on the history of racism, its systemic nature, and understanding personal prejudices. Galloni said he recently completed the Institute's signature two-day seminar, which he described as, quote, a personally and professionally enlightening experience.
And I will carry that experience in the relationships and some of the things that I learned with me as I go forward as district attorney. And I'm encouraged and excited that the prosecutors in my office will have a similar experience, and we're going to share that personal development and professional development as we go forward as an office.
All 80 assistant district attorneys in his office will participate in a specially designed program.
The folks who go through this will go through this one-day seminar with an eye to the issues of racism, with an eye to the issues of bias and subjectivity, particularly in the work that they do as prosecutors each and every day making decisions. And those decision makers in my office will learn, much as I learned, about how that influences us as we make decisions, how we see cases, how we see people.
The partnership between the local prosecutor's office and the anti-racism organization is significant given the criminal justice system's fraught history with race.
So I think it's a refinement for our office. It's improving ourselves professionally. And it's not an admission that anyone in my office or I have had any, you know, racist intent or there's any racist aspect to the way the criminal justice system is working. It's having the conversation to get better.
Waleska Lugo De Jesus, director of the Institute, said she began discussions with Galloni shortly after he took office in 2015. She said the partnership between the prosecutor's office and her organization is a new day for the community.
And this is not easy work, but it's necessary work. So I'm extremely proud to be partnering with District Attorney's Office and the Healing Racism Institute to continue to serve our community.
Since the Healing Racism Institute started 6 years ago, more than 800 people have participated in the program.
We're affecting more in a macro level because our participants were going back into their workspaces and into their communities, into their faith groups, into their families, and they were really having candid conversations about race in a way that they've never had before.
The initiative is modeled after a program that started 15 years ago in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.